This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Our relationships to family and friends have been tested in 2020. This year's upheavals have meant we appreciate some of the extra time we're getting with each other, but no doubt the confinement has taken its toll. Singer and songwriter Aisha Woods knows the chaos and joy of family all too well. She has welcomed her fourth baby boy, Gad, during this pandemic, also releasing her brand new EP, Full Circle. I spoke with Aisha about how her creativity has fared in the face of motherhood and also what it's been like where she is during this pandemic.
Well, we have actually been released, if you will, to dive back into society and our new normal. We're in Central Florida, just outside of Orlando, and we've got to wear masks, of course, in public places. Our children have gone back to school. They started school the last week in August. And thankfully, they don't have to wear masks at school. But we are coping as much as we can. And, you know, we just comply and follow the rules.
Yeah, you've kind of just got to do it all as best as you can. And for you, your family is you and now four boys. Congratulations on the birth.
Thank you very much.
Your new little guy. Tell us a little bit about what it was like, I mean, being pregnant in this kind of time and then also having to have a baby in this kind of time. That's so unique. And of course, I imagine not what you expected you were going to have to do at all.
Not at all. Not at all. And the pregnancy in and of itself was different. Whereas when we had our other three boys, they were allowed to be in the hospital room. As soon as I had my other boys, their brothers could come in and meet them soon after they were born, but not this time. Throughout the pregnancy, all of my doctor visits, it was patient only. So my husband couldn't come to any of my visits, and that was frustrating. And then I had to be tested for the virus. And if my test results came back positive, I would have to spend more time in the hospital and be away from the baby. And then and they would have kept him longer. And I was just like, oh, gosh, I don't want to take the test. And then my husband would not have been able to come if he tested positive for the virus. And so thank God that that we tested negative and he was able to be there for the birth. And our boys met their brother. Gosh, I only stayed in the hospital 2 days. So they got to meet him when we brought him home.
Yeah.
And so that was a little different.
How did it feel for, I mean, your eldest especially, he has been part of introducing three little brothers into the world.
Sure enough.
How did it feel for them getting to meet him? And was it different for them knowing just how, I guess, different a process it had been, his introduction into the world?
Yes, absolutely. It was very different, but it was a nice introduction. Initially, we did a FaceTime call to introduce them to their brother, but it's not the same, of course. And when we came home from the hospital, they just loved on him, and they've been loving on him ever since. Our oldest in particular, he's like wanting to be like the best helper. I'll burp him for you, mommy, and I'll take him, I'll hold him for a little while. And so it's great. We just have to maintain the healthy balance.
Yeah. You'll have to remind them all of this sweet moment when they're a little bit older and maybe they're wanting to wrestle it out and kind of, you know, beat up on each other a bit more. Remember these good old days. But for, I mean, for you yourself as a mom and a musician, a singer, a songwriter, it's so many different parts of yourself that you're using at the moment. And we've just seen, of course, your new single Family come out, the new EP Full Circle on the way as well. How do you stay creative and enjoy that side of who you are while also being a mum and also having to do all of the practical realities of looking after four beautiful boys? How do you stay creative?
Oh, my mercy. Just being in the moment at all times, just being in the moment. And I mean, our family is animated in and of itself. And so there's never a lack of inspiration, if I can put it that way. There will always be something to write about, something to talk about, something to share, and just maintaining a healthy balance. And I thank God for the help that I have. My grandmother lives with us, and my husband is pretty awesome. And so with all of this, there's never a dull moment. So that allows me to be creative almost every day.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad that you actually still get that chance to actually create and express yourself. And the song Family then, I'm guessing, really came out of some of what you've experienced in this window of time and also in the years prior.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an amazing journey, and just to look back and see where it is that God has brought us from. And it's exciting, you know, because we don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we can rest assured that that God's exactly where he wants us to be, and he's working something beautiful in all. Even though we don't know what that is, but we can rest assured in knowing that in the big scheme of things, he's working something really beautiful.
And as a family, you guys have a really awesome motto, which I think is inspiring in two levels. For one, that you even have a family motto, that you've taken the time to create something like that, but also what your motto is. Can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to actually have one and that motto itself?
You know what? For me, family is the greatest representation of God's kingdom. And I tell people all the time, we're big on family, and I believe it's because God is big on family. And so it's important for us to instill that concept and that principle in our children, and let them know how important it is to serve. And our motto is serve God, serve people, love God, love people. And all in all, it love is what it does, you know. Mm-hmm. And if we can find ourselves serving God and serving people, it's what brings purpose to our lives, you know. It's what brings meaning and brings everything back and gives us what it is that we live for. So that's our motto, and that's our story. How we say, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
And it's a good story. Right now in this season, I think that idea of active love, proactive love that actually can be demonstrated is so important. What do you think it means in this current time with obviously the racial issues we're seeing in the States, the global pandemic, political unrest, not just in America, but kind of everywhere in some ways? What do you think it means right now to be proactively loving people well?
These are crucial times indeed. And I'm reminded of a scripture, and I believe it's in John, in somewhere around the 13th chapter. And it says that they will know that you are my disciples by the love that you show one to another. Mm. And God is love. And more than anything, if we can demonstrate the love that God has for us, if we can demonstrate that love to other people, then they will know and they will experience Christ through us. We don't have to. I remember hearing someone saying, preach without giving words, you know, and it's so powerful. Again, love is what it does. And that's what it's all about, you know, just showing that love. And people see that. People see that. They feel it. They experience it. And when it's all said and done, if what we can do or what we do points people to Jesus, then, you know, we've done what God has called us to do.
Mm. And I mean, your music is absolutely one of the ways that you've been able to express what God's doing in your own life and also encourage others on their own faith journeys. When you first set out as an artist, as a singer, as a songwriter, what did you want to do with the songs that you created and the songs that you sung?
Well, initially I started writing based on other people's experiences. And as I grew and matured in as a young lady and as a writer, I started to write about my own experiences. I wanted to just convey what it is that, or what it was and is, that God was teaching me, just life lessons, you know, and it just made for better songs. You know, I mean, it's one thing to write about and sing about somebody else's experience, but when you write from your own experiences, I think it's conveyed a little better, and people can relate when it's something personal, and they can say, okay, well, at least she's not just talking about something that she doesn't know. You know,
particularly with music that is about a faith experience, you can always tell whether it's genuine or whether it is something that feels like you are just saying words, you know. And I'm not at all saying that that's what you were doing, but I think it's that authenticity, I think, is something that people do really appreciate. What kind of difference did it have for you going from telling an experience of someone else's to sharing your own? That's quite vulnerable. So how did it feel different for you, and how did it change your experience as an artist?
It just was a level of maturity that had been achieved. That was probably the main thing that stood out. I mean, I don't know if other people, if they were able to pick up on the change or not. I just know that for me, I went from writing to in-depth based on my experiences.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, certainly got to feel more satisfying for you. And in that early time too, you got to you got to start off in such a strong way that then has really set you up for an amazing career as well. That season where you're signed to Godey Records, you're working with Toby Mac, how do you think that that era has fed into the way that you work now?
You know what? Being on Goatee Records those years ago was probably one of the greatest experiences of my career, and one of the greatest experiences of my life, really. It was a season of tutelage and being under such great leadership. I have nothing but great things to say about Goatee Records and the leadership there. It inspired me to want to pursue that level of professionalism in the industry. And it inspired me to pursue more than just my artistry, but the business side of things, and even greater ministry side of things. And so I'm beyond grateful to God for that experience. And it just made for a better experience as a whole.
Your next project now is called Full Circle. What does that mean to you to come full circle?
Well, I started out 2002, I released an independent project before Goatee Records. And that independent project was, that was the first recording that I had ever done. It was written, it was produced and recorded in Central Florida. And Full Circle was also written, produced, and recorded in Central Florida. And I've not been in Central Florida all these years. I've been to several other places in almost two decades. I'm telling my age here. Yeah. I also had the opportunity to write with some of the same writers that I wrote with almost two decades ago with my first independent project. Got to work with some of the same producers that I worked with on that first project. And again, I was also independent when we released that first project. So in a lot of ways, it resembles how we started in this thing many years ago.
Yeah, it's very special that you can see that connection. And there's so many other Christian artists, I think, that at a time where they're trying to find their own voice, they're trying to step out and create something that, as you've mentioned, isn't only great from a musical point of view, but also has a ministry edge that really gives it another level of influence. What would your advice be to those that are trying to find that space where their voice matters and where their contribution actually does something that positively impacts people?
I would advise them to dig in as much as they can in their relationship with God, because it's when you put in the time and the devotion, God solidifies his purpose and plan for your life. And come hell or high water, you will know without a shadow of doubt what it is that God is calling you to. Because in these times, you know, there's so much flaky stuff going on, you know, and if you dig in, you know, I think about his word. He said, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they'll be filled, right? If you're hungry and thirsty for the things of God, He's gonna fill it. Mm. If you want to know his plan and his purpose for your life, you dig in, he's gonna reveal it to you. And no matter what comes or goes, what anyone's opinion is, or their thoughts of you, you will know without a shadow of doubt what God has put in your spirit. Mm. So my encouragement definitely for anyone that's seeking. He said, seek me while I yet may be found. You know, seek him, and he'll reveal it to you, and you can stand firm on it.
Yeah, that is such great wisdom, Aisha. And thank you so much for taking time to chat with us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I appreciate you all for doing this.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.